Daf is daf ayin ches. So let's take it two lines down. The Gemara quotes a new brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, hiko asar bnei adam ba'asar makalos mace. What happens? 10 people hit a person with 10 blows, and the individual dies. So the lach is bein bevasachas, bein bezach, or zeh p'turim. Whether or not they all hit him at the same time, or it was one after the next, the Tanakhama Paskins, their potter, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser Omer Bezacher Zeh Ha'achron Chayiv Mipnei Shekir Ves Misasa. The last guy, only the Achron, is Chayiv because he was the one who really brought about the death. He gave the final blow. So the Gemara explains, what's the machlokas here? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnei, Mikra, Echad, Darsha. They both learn it from the same pasuk, but they learn the pasuk differently. V'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam. When a person hits, kol nefesh, when a person hits any nefesh, what's the definition of kol? So Rabbanan, Savri, kol nefesh, adika, kol nefesh. Kol nefesh means you have to hit the guy from 0 to 100, from the 100% killing by yourself. But to have 9 people to help you kill him, whether it's bevas achas, whether it's zeh or zeh, so then you haven't killed the kol nefesh. You've only killed a small part of it. And therefore, you're pater from killing the person. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah Savar kol nefesh, kol dehu nefesh. Any amount of the nefesh, even if it's a small amount, even if it's the last 5%, and that's the 5% of his life that kills him, that's enough to be considered a rotzeach. This machlokas Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda touches upon many other areas in Shas as well. One comes to mind, I don't remember exactly the point here, but the first Mishnah in Maseches Bechoros talks about that if a Jew owns a chamor and gives birth to a firstborn donkey, it's the petah chamor. So chayiv to be poded the petah chamor, and you give a set to a kohen, or you arifas, or you break its neck. So the machlok is whether or not he has shutvis, whether you own it with a non-Jew, whether or not you're chayiv or chayiv and petah chamor. So the machlokas, the Gemara explains between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, it depends on how you define the word kol petah chamor. It doesn't mean kol do, even a small amount, a small shutvit is enough, or you have to have the kol petah chamor, the entire animal, in order to be chayiv in the petah chamor. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rava, hakol modim, everyone is in agreement, that behoreg es ha-trefa shupatif. A person kills a trefa is a person who is pretty much not going to make it past the next 12 months. He's very, very sick, he's very injured, so he's pretty much dead, he's a dead man walking, and the person who kills him would be patif because he already is considered dead. So Rashi just gives examples of what's a trefa. If you look at Rashi 8 narrow lines down, hakol modim behoreg es adam trefa, could go neck of Be'aveshet, he has a hole in his neck, in his trachea, or karm hamoach, or maybe in his brain of some place there, he's a hole that you could notice. So you're pater, because Rashi explains here, shehu pater, midelo aflegi be'shema mina, keva dinikarim chaticha simanim chiyuso gavra k'tela chashavim. Since it's recognizable that this person is pretty much dead, and the person goes ahead and kills him, so he knew that the guy was a trefa, he's pater for finishing off this trefa. But the Gemara says, Begoses bide shemaim. Let's say a person was a goses who's very close to death that was came about from bide shemaim. No one hit this person, but he came very ill from something. He was a bide shemaim, goes to bide shemaim. The loch is he's chayv. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Begoses bide shemaim is ba'acher v'hargo. Some other guy goes ahead and kills a goses. Hakol modim shechayv. Everyone agrees in this case, you're chayv. Why are you chayv by a goses and you're potter by a trefa? Because the lo isabed be maisa bereisha arehu kechai. No maisa took place to the person in the first place. The guy is getting old, so over time his body is starting to shut down a little bit. He's becoming a goses. But the entire maisa was done by this person. As opposed to trefa, there was a maisa done initially. A guy put a hole in his neck, a hole in his head. So that was half the maisa of killing him. And another guy came and finished off the maisa. That wasn't a kol nefesh. But the ghost is bidei shemayim. Any action that comes from shemayim, any disease, any illness that comes from shemayim, that's not called a maisa. So even though he's very much close to dead, so still, the person who comes along and kills him, he did the entire maisa on his own. That's a ghost is bidei shemayim. So what about a ghost? The Gemara says, Lo nechlechu ela begoses bidei adam. The only debate that exists is with respect to a ghost, that it's a ghost bidei adam. That a person had injured him so bad, ghost is worse than a trefa. It's more than a trefa. So let's see. A ghost is bidei adam. The person himself put this guy into a state of a ghost. So the Gemara says, Mar medamile le trefa, umar medamile le ghostes bidei shemayim. One person compares it to a trefa, and in which case we know when you kill a trefa, you're pater, because he's a ghost is more dead than a trefa person is. And the other person calls it, no, a ghost is bidei shemayim, in which case that he would be chayiv. So the Gemara explains, let's understand this comparison. So Gemara says, "Man de ma adam le treifa." For the one who compares a goses be the adam to that of a treifa. My time lo adam le goses be de shemayim. Why don't you categorize this as a goses that came about be de shemayim? Because a goses be de shemayim lo isabed meisa. A person who became a goses because of an illness, that no action was done. That's a very different case. But hi, a goses be de adam isabed meisa. Meisa was done to this situation, to this person. And therefore, you should compare it to a treifa, in which case he's going to be pater for killing a goses bide adam. Now, man damar, man de madamile, le goses bide shemayim, the one who categorizes a goses bide adam to that of a goses bide shemayim, the lach is my time alone with damile le treifa. Why don't you compare it to a treifa that we would say you should be pater? Because mechadchei simanim ha lo mechadchei simanim ha lo mechadchei simanim. By treifa, so it seems that vital organs are, the cutting off the vital organs are more recognizable, but here by goses the vital organs have not been cut off. Rashi explains in Mechad Chai Simanim, Simen Chiyusa. His life source has been cut off by a trefa, but by the goses, it seems that the way the Gemara is understanding it now, a goses is not as bad as that of a trefa. He still has his vital organs working and functioning, and therefore he's more alive than that of a trefa, and one would be chayiv for killing a goses bidei adam. Now, what's interesting here, you look at Tosos, the very top Tosos here, he asks the question, begoses bidei adam, tema. Oh, so we're talking about right now a person who is in a state of goses bidei adam, and a person goes ahead and kills this goses bidei adam. What about the person who makes him into a goses bidei adam? Is that person going to be chayiv something for putting him into such a state? So asks Tosos tema. Osa shaso goses, the one who made him into a goses bidei adam, amai pater. The loch is he's pater. But why is he pater? Guy shoots a guy in his head. So now the guy is, now he's a goses bidei adam. He can't function. He's unconscious. He's in a coma, let's say. So harav rov gosin lamisa. There's a halacha that rov gosin are going to die. 99%, let's say, are going to die. They're not going to make it through. So the person who put him in such a state should be chayiv. Vamrin, and we hold, Beresh ben Tzora, and our Masechta, the holchin bedinei nefasha achar rov. We follow the rov. So rov goses bidei adam are going to die. So for me putting him into a goses state, I should be chayiv misa. Vamake chaveiro, a person who hits a friend, vamadul misa, and they assess that he's going to die based on the hit I gave him. Umes, and he dies. Milo mechayiv, am I not chayiv? Of course I'm chayiv. Hanami amin lemisu. A guy shoots a guy in the head, and you don't know what the outcome is going to be. They take him to the hospital, he's going through different tests to see what his status is going to be. So you put the guy in jail waiting to see what's going to happen. And if it turns out he dies 2-3 days later from this shot, so that guy gets killed. So when a person makes a guy a goses, shouldn't it be the same thing? Granted, a goses might last a little longer, but in essence, he's going to ultimately die from this shot you gave him. So why would you be put there from hitting, making a person into a goses bidei adam? And the other case, we said you're chayiv. So Gemara says, v'yesh lomar d'cheven shehikila alav Torah shechov shenoso. Since when a person hits another guy, and we don't know what the outcome is yet, so we put the maka into a jail to find out what's going to be. Kedamrina b'samach, we're going to see in the bottom of the page here. V'yafa pisham du'lamisa. Even though we assess that he's got the one hit is going to be, he's going to die. That's our assessment at least, but we never know. Ein horgan kozman shuchai. We don't kill him until he actually dies. V'zimnin nami dom din lamisa. And sometimes when we say the guy's going to die, v'chai, he ends up living. V'yafa gav deruba maisa. Even though most people who go through this shot in the head will die. Hokach kevin shibach v'hargo pater. Therefore, another guy comes, he's pater. So even though a ghost, as we assume him, is going to die, but if another guy comes ahead and kills a ghost, that other guy gets killed because we view him as being chai. In other words, even though rov gosim lamisa, we don't view them as a misa right now, we view them as being chai. And therefore, a person who puts him in the state of goses is going to not be chai, he's pater, because he's still chai. But the guy who ends up killing him will be considered chai because he killed a person who's alive. So that's a considered gosis. Again, it could be, you might define brain dead as being dead, as it, but I think we assume it's considered a gosis. Yeah.
When you say part of it means part of a misa.
Part of misa.
All the other things?
All the other things, yeah. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tani Kamadir of Shesha, it's halfway down the narrow lines. V'ish ki'aka kol nefesh adam, the person hits another person, was coming to tell us, L'havi amakis chaverov einbo k'dei l'hamis. If a person hits another guy, and he doesn't have the ability, that what he hits him with doesn't have the ability to kill him, u'ba'acher, another guy comes along, v'hemiso kills him, shu chayiv. So the second guy's chayiv, einbo k'dei l'hamis pshita. Of course, if the first guy hit him, and it didn't have the ability to kill him. He hit him with a piece of paper, and doesn't have the ability to kill the individual. Of course, he's potter.
What about if it's a mercy kill? The guy put him in such terrible pain. The guy he's going to die. So the other guy comes in and puts him out of the pain.
Kevorkian.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Eliyeshba kidei lahamis. Let's say it's a situation where the first blow had the ability to kill him. Uba acher, some other guy came vehemisa, ends up killing him. Shuchayv, the second guy's chayv, even though the first guy hit him. And that hit was enough to kill him, but the second guy came along and ended up killing him instead. That we assume you say shuchayiv. So this brisa must be stomacher of Yehuda ben Maseira, who holds that even though zecher zeh, two people had shutzvis, if you will, in killing the individual, both parties are going to be responsible for the death. So Gemara now says a little bit more tricky now. Amar Rava, hahorik is a treifa pater. Person who kills a treifa, guy's a treifa, he has some injury that he's not going to last for more than 12 months. So another guy comes along and kills the treifa, so then that second guy is potter. Treifa sheharag bifnei bezdin chayiv, shelo bifnei bezdin potter. Let's say a treifa, a guy who has only a few months left to live, and goes out and kills someone, he didn't have a treifa to himself, and he kills someone else. So if he did this in the front of a bezdin, a 23 bezdin, saw the murder, watched and witnessed his murder, so then Bezdin goes ahead and takes him, he's killed. Well, let's say it was not in front of Bezdin to aid and witness the treifa killing another individual. So then the halacha is this treifa is actually going to be potter. What's the reason for this? Gemara explains. Bifnei Bezdin, if Bezdin themselves, the 23 Dayanim, witness a treifa killing another person, they chayv, you have to kill this treifa because they can't sit back and do nothing because we have a pasuk that says, Dichsav uviyarta rami karbecha. This is something that's bad. Get rid of any bad that you yourself see. But shelo bifnei bezdin, so then if the treifa killed a person outside of bezdin, so why can't two witnesses come ahead and testify in bezdin that we saw so-and-so the treifa kill someone else and kill the treifa? So the Gemara explains that shelo bifnei bezdin pater, the havila edis shi'ata yachal lazima, v'chal edis shi'ata yachal lazima lo shma edis. Because this becomes an edis that you cannot get the edim to be mezim. You can't have them catch him to be edim zomim. And any Adis that cannot become Adim Zomim is not considered Adis. They have to have the ability to know that there's a risk. That if they're testifying, if someone else comes along and says, we saw you with us at this time, at this place, we're responsible, you need to have that risk, but in this case, there's no risk. Why is there no risk in this case here? So look what Rashi says here. See, Rashi says, Shelo b'fnei bezdin, v'yata ba l'chayva pi Adim pater, d'ein edus and Adis that v'edus shi'ata yachal azimah l'chayim ba'din mizazama, she'im huzmu, they wanted to kill Reuven the treifa. Now, these Edim weren't really trying to kill someone because he's already dead. The treifa is already dead, as it is. So they didn't try to kill anyone. And therefore, they can never be caught for attempting to kill someone because this treifa is considered mace, pihalacha. So therefore, since they can't be hazam on them, they can never testify in front of Bezdin. Only if it's in the context of a Bezdin. 23 Dayanim actually witnessed the treifa killing an individual, then there's no edus taking place there. They just kill him on the spot. That's because of Biyarta Hara Mikirbecha. Fine. So then Tosus just points out here, look at the Dima Maskel B'fnei Bezdin Chayev, he just qualifies this, that Kigon Dira'u B'yom Shadanin Al Riyasin, only if they witness it during the daytime that they on the spot. But the Ira'u B'layla, if they saw it at night, B'ayedus, then you have to give testimony because you can't judge at nighttime. So then the next morning, two of the Dayanim have to testify in front of the rest, and that's ready with Taurus Edis, and we said you can't give Edis about a Treifa, so that would be Pater. So only if they witness a Treifa killing a person Bayom, would Bezdin in front of them, would they be able to kill the Treifa. Gemara now says, Another case like this. Amarava haroveya es a trefa chayiv. Person is roveya on a trefa. So that individual is chayiv. He's chayiv for mishkav zachar. Let's say trefa shirava bifnei bezin. Let's say a trefa who's now shochev al gabe another person. So then if it's in front of bezin, so they have a responsibility of chayiv to kill him. Shalom bifnei bezin, if it took place outside of bezin, so even if there are edim, he's pater. Same logic. Bifnei bezdin, if the trefa is roveya bifnei bezdin, so then they're chayiv to kill him, dichsev viyarta rab mikra becha, to get rid of any evil in the world that's in front of you. Shalom bifnei bezdin pater, because you can't testify to havile edesh yata yachal azima, because you can't testify about the trefa that he should be killed for being roveya, since he's already considered a gavra katela. So the Gemara asks, Hasu Lamali, we already taught this Hainuhach. We taught the same case. What's the difference whether we're talking about a case of murder or Mishkav Zachar? The same concept applies for the Trefa. So why repeat the same halacha? So the Gemara explains how Roveya is a Trefa Itzrichle. The second case is what was needed. So Mao the same, what would I think? Levi command Mishamish Mesh Lifter. When a person is Mishamish, a person with Mishkav Zachar on a Gavrit Katela, on a Trefa, so the halacha is a person's Mishkav Zachar for a dead body. So that halacha, he's Pater. And Rashi explains, but since there's no warmth in the body anymore, there's no hana at all, and therefore you're pater. So one might think the same thing with the treifa. A person is pretty much a gavr katelo, who's pretty much a dead man walking, so a mishkav zachar on him should be pater. It's not considered a maisa. Kamash Malam, the Gemara says, hana hu baha isle hana. It's all about hana when it comes to mishkav zachar, and there still is hana, even though the treifa is going to die shortly, but there still is hana, so therefore there would be a chiv there as well. That was the chiddush. Gemara explains, Amar Rava, Eidim Shehi'idu B'Trefa V'Huzmu, Eineragin. So let's say Eidim testify about a Trefa, and now these Eidim are caught to be Eidim Zomim, you don't kill them. And that's because we said above since they tried killing the Gavr Katela, so they don't get killed. They didn't try to kill anyone alive. They're killing someone who was already dead. So they're not, if they're caught to be Eidim Zomim, they're Pater. But let's say Eide Trefa Shehuzmu Neragin. Let's say there are two Edim who are Trefas who testify. They're serving as the Edim. And then a guy says, you two Edim Trefos, you were with us at this place at this time. So you can't be the Edim. So then, Allah is Neragin, you would kill the Edim even though they're Trefos. So Rav Ashi comes along and says, no. Afilu Eide Trefa Shehuzmu Ein Neragin. Even if the Eide Trefa are caught to be Edim Zomim, you still wouldn't kill them if each Edim Bezome Zomim. Because the Edim are testifying about the Eide Trefa, they have no risk because they can't be caught Edim Zomim. Because if they are caught to be Zomim, then they would say, wait, we just tried killing a Trefa, and the Trefa is already Gavra Katela. They didn't try accomplishing anyone. Everyone follow that? I'll do it again. You have Reuven. Reuven did something. He was Mechal Shabbos. So two Edim come along, who are both Trefas, and say he was Mechal Shabbos. So now, another set of Edom here. Now, these are the Edom Trefa. These are the second Edom. So, you were with us here. You guys are Edom Zomim. Trefa's Edom Zomim. So, the first halacha was, you kill them for being Edom Zomim. But Rav Ashi says, no. These second Edom, they can never be caught. When they testify about the Trefas, that you were with us at this time or this place, that's not a good Edus. Because now, these second Edom, if they're caught by another second, they can't be caught. They can't be killed because they tried killing Trefas. And Trefas, you can't kill a trefa. There's no Edom Zomim for trefas. So therefore, since the second set can't be caught with another set of Edom Zomim, that throws out the Edus, and therefore a Eide Trefa would seem can never testify. Since an Eide Trefa can never be caught as Edom Zomim, because the people can never be, and so on and so forth, seemingly they could never serve as Edus. I think that's a discussion now that's coming to my mind, but I didn't look into it. I'm going to bring that down here, whether Eide Trefa cannot be Edom. Now let's go weiter. I think that's how we paskin. They can't be Edom. Let's go weiter. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Shor Trefa Shaharag Chayv. Let's say there's a Shor who's a Trefa, who's not going to live for the next 12 months, and it goes ahead and kills the Shor, and similarly, Shor Shel Adam Trefa, a Shor that's owned by the owner himself, is a Trefa, Shaharag, and that Shor goes ahead and kills Potter. The owner is Potter in both of these cases. Normally he'd be chayv paying kofar. I assume it's talking about a case of killing a person.
First case
it says chayv,
no?
Sure trefa. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Sure trefa, shahar chayv. So a shore itself is a trefa, so then the owner is chayv to pay. I think we're talking about a case of kofar, right? The shore killed someone? It's just chai misa. So it's talking about a case where it killed a person. So the shor killed a person. The halacha is you kill that shor. So kol yisakel. But if it's a shor that's owned by a treifa, so then if the shor kills, you don't kill the shor. So the Gemara asks, my time, and what's the reasoning? Amarka, the Pasuk says, Hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumas. So you stone the shor, and the owner also dies. Now we don't really kill the owner, but we learn that there's a connection that kol hecha the krina bay v'gam ba'alav yumas, karina bay hashor yisakel. Whenever you say that the owner is somewhat responsible and you would kill him, so then you would kill the shor. But kol hecha de lo karina bay v'gam ba'alav yumas, lo karina bay hashor yisakel. Meaning we always look to the owner to whether or not the shor is chayib. So since in the case of the shor, where the shor is a treifa, since the owner is a healthy individual and the owner is responsible if he were to do that, so then the shor is responsible and then you would kill the shor. But in the case where the shor shel treifa, where the owner is a treifa, so since the owner is currently he's a treifa and he wouldn't be responsible for killing someone, so then mimela the shor as well, even though the shor itself is a healthy shor, you wouldn't kill the shor either. And that's the understanding of the Shita of Rava.
Even though had he done it in Beis Din, he would have been chayav misa, and the owner.
Say again that.
If the owner killed it in front of Beis Din, the treifa, we said he is chayav.
So you're saying if the shor killed in front of Beis Din, maybe you kill the shor in a chaname.
No, I'm just wondering why that's not called kimisa sabaylam. That the fact there is still a hechatimsa that you can have, you could still have the baal getting killed, but maybe you can still pull
off. I hear that. I guess it has to be through Adis. Good question. Okay, but I guess on top of that, I thought you were initially asking me, what if the shor does kill in front of a Beis Din, would the Beis Din go ahead and kill? Would that be considered ubiarta ram mikirbecha? Does that apply to shvarm as well? I would imagine it would.
They're there.
Yeah, that's right. It's not ra, but at the same time, it's dangerous. So it depends how you define ubiarta ram mikirbecha. Is it something that's evil or is it something that's dangerous to the public?
Yeah. Was it dangerous that you can never hold this guy accountable, the treifa?
Because he's a treifa?
Right, whatever
you
want. Give him some type of
nas,
and
he'll... Right, that's the game. Once you can't just kill him. The guy who's a treifa, you can't kill a treifa just because he's dangerous. He's not going to... But once you see he's taking advantage...
Yeah.
Could be. Okay. Gemara now says, Rav Ashi comes along and argues and says, Omar... Afilu shor treifa nami shaharag pata. He thinks even if the shor itself is a treifa, even though the owner is a healthy owner, he'd still be pata. Why? My time. Came in the dila bailim have ptiri shor nami pata. So we're saying we always have to view the shor. Since we're talking about a case where the shor is a treifa, had the owner been a treifa, so then the owner would be pata. So too, since the shor is currently a treifa, so the shor is pater as well. So that's just an added extension, added p'tur that Rav Ashi says. Okay. Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah from yesterday, Shisa basa kelev v'chulei, if you cause the dog to bite, so we had a whole discussion, the Mishnah, yesterday's Mishnah, 2 days ago? It was 2 days ago. All right, so the Mishnah said that Shisa basa kelev, Shisa basa nachash pater, if you cause it to attack, so you're pater, but let's say hishich basanachas, you take the snake, and you mamash put it on the guy's skin, and you cause it to bite, like using it as a sword, so then that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda says, yechayiv, and chachamim say, you're pater in that case. So the Gemara says now in the bottom here, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, kishetim tolomar, the divrei Rabbi Yehuda, eres nachash, bein shinav hu omeid, lefikach makish b'sayif, v'nachash pater. So what's going on here? So according to Yehuda, who says in the Mishnah that you're chayiv, so he says the venom is viewed as being between the teeth, and therefore it's like using a saif. Fine. But according to Nachash Pater, the Chachamim, they hold that you're pater, eres Nachash me'atmahu maket. No, we don't view the venom as being in the front. It's down through the whole body of the snake, let's say. And when it shoots at the venom, it's all coming from the Nachash himself who shoots at the venom, and who's maki, he spits out the venom, lefikach nachash b'skila v'makish pater. So therefore, the nachash is the one getting skila, but the person who's causing it is pater, because it's the snake that's doing it. So machlok is again, when the venom is the venom at the tip, and it's responsibility of the owner, and the nachash is pater, or vice versa. Interesting machlokas. Okay, the Gemara now says, the new Mishnah makis a chaver bein be'evin bein be'egrof. person who hits another person and amdu lamisa and has the ability that blow he hit him with a rock has the ability to kill him. They said this guy's going to die. The hekel mimashahaya, and then his condition gets much better. He becomes to get a little stronger. However, lachmekam, things go worse and hichbid umes, and then it digresses and he ends up dying from this initial wound. So the Gemara says chayv, he's chayv for this. But Rabbi Nechemya Omer Pater Shurglan Medavar. He thinks you're Pater. Since he got healed, he got better at least. He went up and then went down again. The fact that he got better indicates that it wasn't from the initial hit that this person died. So there's a machlokas how to understand Shurglan Medavar. But first, let's just get this case straight. A Reuven hit Shimon and Shimon's about to die, they say. He's going to definitely die. Shimon gets healthy and then he dies finally. So according to Tanakama, we say you're chai because even though there's going up and down, that happens, in the end of the day he died from your hit. I mean, Chaim says since there was a moment in time where he got better, so then it's considered a hefsek from the initial hit, and even though he died later, it's considered separate and you'd be pater. So the Gemara, so what does it mean Raglaim Ladavar? So this machlok is whether Raglaim Ladavar is going on Rabbi Nechemiah or going on Tanakama. So Rashi said Raglaim Ladavar, Shalom Meis Machmas Makazu Sherei Hekel. He's explaining Rabbi Nechemiah, why you putter? Is Raglaim Ladavar, since he got better, so then it tells us that he didn't die from the initial hit. But Yadarma argues and says, no, Raglaim Ladavar tells me going back on Chachamim. Why did Chachamim think you're chayv even though it went up and went back down? Because that's the nature of things. We're glad the Dover, since things got bad so quickly right afterwards, that indicates that the initial hit was the cause of his death. And even though it went up and down, the guy is chayv. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa now, Tanur Rabbanan, as Zu Dover Shabbi Nechemiah. This was the basis of Nechemiah's understanding. It's a drasha. The Pasuk says, Im Yakum v'his alich b'chut. The person hits a guy, and he gets him walking al mishanto. Mishanto is usually a cane, some type of support. So he's leaning on this support here. And then the Pasuk says, v'noka make, and then the make, the one who hit him, is clean. V'nika make, rather, he's clean of anything. So, v'chit hala adaitcha shezem halich b'shuk v'zeh anerag. What's the Pasuk telling me? The Pasuk says that you hit a guy, and the guy gets up and he walks away. So v'nika amaka. So the one who hit him is clean. Of course he's clean. Of course he's innocent. The guy's walking, he's alive. Why does the Pasuk have to tell me that he's innocent? So the Gemara says it must be a case, elazeh shamdu lamisa. It must be where you hit the guy, and the victim, the doctor said the victim's not going to make it. Then v'hekel mimashahaya. Then his condition got much better. And then lachar kein hichbe. But then it got much worse. Umeis, and he died. That's a pasuk saying hupater. Since there's a moment of time al mishanto, he was able to walk on his own, even though he ended up dying. V'nika make, he's innocent. That's the drasha of Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabban argue. Rabban say no. Hi v'nika make, my darshibe. They say no. In the case of a hichbid v'hekel v'hichbid, he gets killed. So what do they learn from the pasuk v'nika make, my darshibe? Milame chechov shinoso. We put him in jail. There's no pasuk that tells me you put him in jail. So v'nika makamin, we leave him in jail. When do we release him? If al mishanto, he walks on his own, v'nika makamin, then we let him out of jail. But that's what the pasuk's implying here, that we throw him into jail until we figure out what's going to be with the guy. But if the guy ends up dying, even though he got better in the interim, we take the guy back and we kill the makamin. Nika makamin is only if he goes off mishanto, he's mamish completely healthy, do we send him, we free him from jail. The Gemara wants to know, then according to Rabbi Nechemiah, Chavisha Minole, Rabbi Nechemiah agrees to the halacha, you throw the guy in jail until you figure out what's going to be with the victim here. So how does he know you're supposed to throw a guy in jail? There's no pasuk in the Torah that mentions it in this context. He learns it from Yalif Mekoshes, Mekoshes ates him, so he was thrown into jail, the pasuk describes to us. So therefore it says, Vayenichiu, oh, so Bamishmar placed him into jail. That's the source. We place a guy that we don't know what's going to be. Anytime there's a suffix, we place the guy into jail. That's the source of all incarceration. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Ami Lilfi Mimakoshish. So why don't Rabbanan use the source of Mekoshish Eitzim as a source of throwing to jail? Why did they learn it from the Pasuk V'nika Hamake? So the Gemara explained, Mekoshish Bar Katalahu. Everyone agreed that Mekoshish Eitzim, he was carrying Hotzah B'Shabbos. Everyone agrees he was Chayiv. Everyone knew Chil Shabbos was a Chiyam Misa. So why did they throw him into jail? Moshe lo haviyada ketela b'maikla mai. He didn't know what mitzvah to give him. So therefore he put him into jail. But he definitely was going to die. So that's why there's jail. But you can't use it as a model for our case here. La fukei hai, to exclude our scenario. De lo yadinan, we don't know when the guy hit the other individual, he got very sick. We don't know ibar katalahu, ila bar katalahu. We don't know what the outcome of the victim is. to then tell us whether the Makis should be killed or not killed. So therefore, who knows, he should throw him into jail. So you can't use Mekoshesh as the source. So it's only because we have the pasuk of Vinika Maka do we learn the concept of throwing a guy in jail when you hit the victim and you're waiting to see what the results are going to be. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan, let's keep it right, Rabbi Nechemia, Yalef mi Megadef, Delo Hava Yada, Ibar Ktalhu, V'chav Shua. So Rabbi Nechemia says, no, that concept we learn from Megadef. There are two parshios in the Torah that Moshe throws someone to jail. One is Mekoshesh Eitzim, the other one is Megadef. So Megadef is another case when the guy cursed Hashem, he blasphemized, so we didn't know what it's going to be. We didn't know whether he gets killed or doesn't get killed for being Megadef. So we see he's thrown into jail, so to here as well. We don't know what's going to be the outcome of the guy hitting the other guy, so we throw him into jail. So he uses really Megadef as the makor. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbanan Megadef HaRasha HaYisa. You can't use Megadef as a model, because that was a special HaRasha, the fact that we killed him. Kiditani, the Braitza tells us that Yodea Haya Moshe Rabbeinu Shema Mekoshesh B'Misa. Moshe knew that Mekoshesh was Chai Misa, Shenemar Mechale Moshe Mas, the Pasuk says. Person's Mechal Shabbos gets killed. Allah Haya Yodea B'Eza Misa Nerag. We never learn which Misa you get for Chil Shabbos. Shenemar Kilo Porash. The pasuk goes on to say, "Ma yasalo." Not that we didn't know what to do with him. We know he's going to be killed, but how to kill him—that was unclear. Aval megadev, which was a harasha only, lo nemar bo elafar shlem al pi Hashem shlohay Moshe yodeya imhu ben misa kol ikar imlav. It was based on a pi Hashem. It was a harasha, one-time event. Al pi Hashem, it was a harasha. So therefore, he threw him into jail. But that's not a model for doros. It was only harasha. So what was Harasha? We know Megadef, it's not a Harasha, Ladoros, if a person's Megadef, he's Chayev Skila, watch out for that B. The guy's Chayev Skila for that. It's not Harasha. So why does the Gemara call this Harasha? So look at Rashi says. Rashi says, Harasha, Hayisa, Ilo Kasev Chavisha, Dehacha, Mechavisha, Dehasam, Lohave Gamina, Harasha, Hayisa. Shelo Nitztavu Mitchila, Al Osa Chavisha, Umiasme Asu. Because there, the situation of the Megadev case, it seems, from Rashi, that they weren't commanded ever to throw him into jail. There's no concept of throwing him into jail. They just kind of threw him into jail because they didn't know what to do. But in the future, now that we know what to do to a guy who's Megadev, there's no need for Chavisha anymore for Megadev. So that was a one-time event where you threw the guy into jail for the Megadev. Now you can ask the same question for Shabbos as well. For the Mekoshesh, same thing, we only threw it into jail because we didn't know what Misa to give him. But now that we know Skila is applied to Chilas Shabbos, that also is a Harasha. I don't know the answers. I know there's a whole discussion here in the Yad Ramah. He has a whole other approach to Rashi, what Harasha means. I'm not sure exactly. Anyways, look at Tosis for a second. Dear Mask, Aloha Ya Yodeh Be'ez Misa. Tosis writes, So, what do you mean? What was the shaila? Why didn't they just kill the Mekoshesh Eitzim with chenek? Chenek is always a stam misa. If the pasuk says mechala mosyumas is stam, and we should give him chenek. So why didn't they just give him chenek? So it says Tosos hasvara haya medame laovei avodas chachavim dibeskila. Logically, we would have compared Chil Shabbos to that of avodas zara. The mechalal Shabbos befarhesia ki kofer beikir, the kofer b'maisa bereishis. One who desecrates Shabbos in public, and this was a case of a farhesia, should be similar to uprooting kofer beikir, which is in essence kofer b'maisa bereishis, which is the same thing as kofer as avodah zara. So therefore, they thought maybe skila, but they didn't have a source. That's why they put him in jail until they got an answer. Okay, the Gemara now says, the pasuk, read the pasuk carefully, there really are two assessments going on in this pasuk here. So what are the two psukim here? So if you look at Rashi, it's around 10 narrow lines up. Bishlamal Rabbi Nechemia. Damar, v'nika make. Nika make, the make was clean, he was innocent. Lamdua lemisa. V'hakel, the chazir v'hichvid asa haynu dichsiva trei cry yisera lumdina. Wait, this is the one I wanted. Yeah, dim balam they knew shechovel. No, it's going to get involved here. One second here. He ended up late. It's getting confusing to read through Rashi right now. But he ended up pointing out there are two psukim here, two extra words in this pasuk. which are extra, and telling me that there are two assessments going on here. So the question becomes, why is there a need? What are the two assessments in the pasuk telling me about? What's the chiddush? Maybe after we read the Gemara, we'll read Rashi back in. Things will flow, I think, better. So the Gemara says, Bishmai, understand, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, Hainu dechsiva trei umdene. That's why the pasuk says there are two assessments going on here. Why? Chad amdua lemisa v'chaya. One to tell me if they assess him that he's going to die, but he ends up living, so then we end up, he's innocent. And chad, the other umdene is telling me, amdu lemisa, v'hakel mashahaya. The second case is, you assess him that he's going to die, he gets better, and even though he ends up dying afterwards, he's also innocent in those cases. Those are two types of umdinas where the pasuk tell me that the guy gets to walk off. So now, just look at, we'll read the Rashi now, make it clear. Rashi says, Bishlamal Rabbi Nechemiah, Damar Vinika, Makil, Amdua, Lemisa, Vakil, Vachazar, Vihichbid, Asa. That pasuk tell me if you assess him to die, he gets better, gets worse and dies. He's potter, the mak is potter. Hainu dechsiva trei krai yaseira lumdina. That's why we have two extra psukim teaching me two umdinas. Dim balamdenu, shachovo bechaveiro chai beripo visheves, kidemasik shifto yitain. The end of the pasuk says that you have to pay many of the damages, the monetary damages. It's telling me that alone, nichlev the pasuk should just say, vihika. That's all you need to tell me. So the fact that you're saying he didn't die, that's extra. Of course, if he lived, you just pay money. Why saying v'lo yomus? That's an extra word to tell me that's one type of umdana. The second pasuk is im yokum v'hisalich b'chutz. If he gets up and walks, that's a second extra pasuk teaching me the second umdana. So what's the need for two umdanas? So like we said above, that one to teach me that if you assess him to die, he ends up being living, then he's going to be innocent, the makke. And one is if you assess him to die, he gets better, but then gets worse and dies. That's a second scenario where the makke would be innocent. But then the Gemara says that all makes sense, all in the world of Rabbi Nechemiah. What about Ela Lirabanan? Trei umdina lamali, what's the need for two different umdinas according to them? So the Gemara explains, Chad amdu lemisa v'chaya. One to tell me if they assess the individual to die, and he ends up living, so the makkah is innocent. Chad amdunu l'chayim umesi. The other cases, if you assess the situation where the victim's going to live, and he ends up dying, that too, he's still going to be putter. He ended up dying. So Reuven hit Shimon. Yeah, Shimon will be fine. The next day, Shimon dies. So shouldn't he go after Reuven and say he's Chai Misa? No. Once the Umduna says he's going to live, he's already considered innocent, and he's going to never be brought back to Bezdin. That's the second Chiddush according to Rabbanim. So why doesn't Rabbi Nechemiah learn that same halacha from this pasuk? If you assess the victim to die and he ends up living, there's no need for a pasuk. That's so obvious because Sherei Yatsim Mibezdin Zakai, he ended up walking out innocent. So once a person walks out of Bezdin innocent, we know you can never bring him back for Dine Nefashos to make him guilty. That's an obvious point, and there is no need for a drasha. Look at Tosus, the last Tosus on the page here. V'chad amdu l'chaim umeis, perish b'kuntris d'bishneim mishalim mamon. So let's say what happens, you ended up, you owe money. So you assess the situation where he's going to live, and he ends up dying, so then you pay him money. Or let's say you assess him to die, ends up living, you pay money. In any scenario, wherever the mak is not dying, so then he has to pay money, whether the guy lives or dies. He needs to pay money. The Tos asks a great question here. I'm not sure where it's ksas kasha, it sounds like a big kasha here. Amdu l'chayim umes. You assess the situation that he's going to live. Turns out their assessment was wrong. He ended up dying. Leve kichayave misas shogigin depturin kimle b'dirabi minei. This guy Reuven who hit Shimon and Shimon ended up dying, so he gets off the hook because the doctors made the wrong assessment of this guy. The guy died, so Reuven should be killed for killing Shimon, but he gets off the hook for some technical reason. So now you're going to make him pay, but it's kimle b'dirabi minei. I'm really chay misa for killing the guy. So anyone who's chayav misa, even though it's b'shogeg, I'm potter from paying money. So this case certainly it was
suffic.
Was that suffic because the guy ended up dying?
But it's shas unda, it was sucked in came.
So I guess it goes based on. It seems like now you bring out the hakiras as follows. What's the machlokas here? In general, we say kimle b'dirabi minei. It's kimle b'dirabi minei, not b'inna. The question is it a issue of based on the maisa or is it based on the bezdin? When we say bezdin, it's only kimle b'dirabi minei. Is it that bezdin could only give out one punishment at a time, or is it that when I do a maisa, that maisa is defined as either maisa hariga or maisa tzchai mamon. So it seems that Tosos is assuming you go based on the maisa. My maisa killing that guy is a maisa hariga. Granted, Bezin's not giving me a punishment, but my maisa is defined by a maisa hariga, which means it can't be defined as a maisa chai mamon. But according to Rashi, he says, no, kimei b'drabi m'nei is a din in the Bezin giving out punishments. Bezin said, we're not giving out the punishment of Misa, this guy's potter. So once they're not giving punishment of Misa, Mimela, they can't give out the punishment of Mamun. Maybe that's machlokas between Rashi Tosas, whether it's a din in Bezdin or whether it's a din in the Maisa Gavra. Okay, let's finish off the Braisa here. Gemara now says, Tanur Abad, and the Braisa says, Hamake es chavero, a person hits another guy, Vamdula Misa, and they assess the victim to die. V'chai, it turns out he lives. Protrin also, they exempt the individual who gets let out of jail, the Make. Amdulami, so let's say the assess that the victim is not going to make it. Vehekel, Mimashaya, and he ends up getting better, the condition gets much better. Omdinoso, Omed Shani, they give another assessment of his current situation. And Lamamo, they say, now you owe money, the guy's going to live, you have to pay him money. Now, Vim Lacher Mikan, Hichbin Umes, let's say after the second assessment of what he owes money to, the guy's, it takes a turn for the worse, so then he ends up dying. So, Halach Acher Omed HaEmtzai, you go based on the middle assessment, meaning the second assessment, Divrei Rabbi Nechemya, because remember, Rabbi Nechemya holds once the condition gets better, so then the Mach is not, he's off the hook, exactly. So we'd have to pay the money based on the Umad Emtzai, the Umad Sheni. But, Chachamim Omrim,
ain't. Back if he pays the money, then afterwards the guy dies?
Say that again?
Can he get his money back?
No, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, he owes the money. He doesn't get it back. Even if the guy dies, if it gets better,
he owes the money.
He owes money, and he's not responsible for the death. Chachamim omrim ein omen.
He drags it out a little, but then the guy dies.
No, yeah, Rabbi Nechemya holds a potter in this case. Potter from Misa. So, Chachamim omrim ein omen, acher omed. You can't have, there's no such thing as one omen after the next omed, in which case, because Chachamim hold that the guy, the Makis, chay Misa, for killing the individual, even though there's a moment he got better and we gave a monetary assessment what he owes, in the end of the day, the guy died, which means the Makis, a Rotzeach, and Kimle b'dirabi b'nei, the Rotzeach, wouldn't have to pay any mamon. Tani Idach, the other Bryce, a different Bryce, says, Amdu lemisa omdeno solachayim. Let's say they first assess the situation, he's going to die. But then the doctors came in and said, you know what, he looks pretty good. They change it to l'chaim. So then you could change it to l'chaim. But l'chaim ain't om dino salamisa. But once you give him an assessment of life, then you can never retract and say, you know what, I think the victim's actually going to die. Let's say amdu lamisa, you assess him that he's going to die, v'heikam asher haya, and then he gets better, and then omed sheni, you give another assessment, l'mamon, now that he's going to live, he's going to have to pay some money for this, but v'im l'achem ikan hichwa, then it gets worse, umesi ends up dying, so the lach is, you have to pay, mishalim nezek v'tsar l'yorshim, fine, so meim asai, mishalim mishal sheku, so at what point do you assess him? Not when do you really pay, but what point do you assess the damage? So let's say the guy was 100% here. You hit him. Now he gets to 50% of his value, and then he ends up getting better, and then ends up dying. So you don't assess it from the 50% to when he dies. You assess it from the 100%, from the beginning, when he was very healthy, and that initial hit you gave him, that's where you assess it from, and that's based on stoma, ki Rabbi Nechemya. Fine, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You're not killing him.